welcome back. This is Tasting Tuesdays, and I'm very, very happy to welcome Aaron Mass, who is the head brewer and co-owner of Upper Depot Brewing Company in Hudson, New York. We met Aaron recently when we had our live remote from Hudson Hall only about, what was that, Aaron, maybe like a week and a half ago or something?
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. Thanks for coming in. I'm so glad this worked out.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I'm excited to talk, I guess, beer with you.
Yeah, I got a couple of fun things for you to sample.
Oh, awesome. First, though, just tell me a little bit of the origin story. I happen to know from talking to you before we went on the air that the Upper Depot is approaching its second anniversary this Saturday. But tell me a little bit about, you know, the origin story of Upper Depot, and then maybe how you're celebrating your anniversary coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so it's actually a cool story. One of my best friends, his name is Monty Bopp, knew that I've been wanting to open up a brewery for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually my oldest friend, and he came out to me and was like, hey, let's put a business plan together, and let's try to actually just do this thing. And, you know, here we are 2 years later. We're still pouring beer and having a good time.
It's a beautiful building in a great location. You guys are located at 708 State Street, right in the heart of Hudson. You guys decided to get together, put on a show. But are you from the area? Are you guys from Columbia County? Are you from the Hudson area? How did you choose this location in particular?
So we actually chose this location because, you know, growing up, we've never seen anybody use this spot. We think it's a gorgeous building. It's a historical train station. And it was just one of those things where, you know, it made sense to the two of us that we wanted to be, you know, close to our roots and be where we kind of want to live.
You know, it's Hudson's kind of unique for those who may not be as familiar with the city. But there's Warren Street is your main street, and then there's a little park right on Main Street, and there's train tracks there, right? Freight train, but they run right through the city. In the you don't see that. I've never seen that ever anywhere else.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and it only happens twice a day. But I mean, when it goes through, it's a sight to see. It's a real cool thing.
Yeah. I've seen it only once, and I've been to Hudson. I don't know how many times. So okay, you're the head brewer. And I didn't forget about asking about your anniversary this Saturday, the second year. We'll get to that in a minute. But tell me a little bit about you and how you got into beer brewing and what makes a head brewer in the first place.
You know, I think there's a lot of ways that what makes a person a head brewer. But, you know, I got really lucky. I went to a great school for culinary arts at SUNY Cobleskill. I had an incredible advisor who pushed me to follow my dreams.
Okay. So and, this has been a dream of yours for a long time to do this going back even before college age?
Yeah, I'd say actually probably around college. My advisor really helped push me in that right direction. And as much as I loved cooking, I just really liked brewing beer a lot more. There's a lot of similarities.
Right. Yeah.
But no,
it's
she
a recipe. You got to get it right for it to taste good, and
you got to make sure you follow it to the T every time.
Right,
consistency is key. But at the end of the day, you also got to make sure you're having fun with doing what you're doing.
Yeah, how much experimentation goes into it?
Oh, there's a ton of experimenting. I mean, we do small batch sizes at our brewery. They're about 10 gallon. We do a lot of practice on different things, but not every beer is a winner, you know, so that's why I got to do practice and make sure everything tastes great before we put it out to the public.
Sure, absolutely. And I'm sure, do you have like a couple of people that you keep, or is it just you and what was your partner's name again?
Monty Bob.
Monty. Are you the two basically that are doing tasting until you got the right? Exactly.
Yeah, we do a lot of it together, but we also have just a wide group of our friends, and we just like to, you know, keep our community close and, you know, see who likes what.
Gotcha.
The fun thing with Hudson is, you know, there's a big community there, so there's always a bunch of wonderful people that come in and help support.
Yeah, is there kind of already like a local following of Upper Depot?
Oh, for sure, you know, and it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. We're talking to Aaron Mass, who is the head brewer at Upper Depot Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Hudson, and he's also co owner. What'd you bring today?
I brought a few things for us to sample. I brought our 80/20 Pilsner, which is one of our more popular beers. Our Pale Ale, which I think is probably my favorite right now. A Maple Brown and a Double IPA.
A Double IPA. What makes it? I know it's an Indian Pale Ale, and it usually has higher alcohol content typically. What's a Double IPA?
Yeah, so you kind of nailed it. We just sort of use double the amount of ingredients. We really load it up. It has some more hops to it, a little bit of more alcohol, and it's really generally a pretty flavorful brew.
Oh, let's try it. Let's try it. Let's start with that. Maybe. Oh, wait. You know what I'm thinking? You probably, if I'm not, maybe I'm, I don't know, I'm just speaking out of school, but is it, would I want to start with the mildest?
I would probably start with our lightest and then work our way up to that.
All right, having rethought. You got me all excited with the alcohol content level. I know I have to remain sober on the air, but...
Sample never hurts.
No, and I'll take a little nap after Tasting Tuesdays. Nice, we got the sound effects and everything. So I'm going to try which one?
This is our 80/20 Pilsner.
80/20, oh, I like a Pilsner.
And the cool thing with this one is that we actually use 20% of the ingredients that are unmalted. One of the cool things about that is it helps reduce down on CO2 emissions, but it also gives it like a really cool, natural, sweet flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to go to a culinary school to learn how to be a brewmaster?
You know, you don't. It's one of those things where it takes a lot of just passion and hard work to get there. But they do have some schools and stuff like that can help you. I did take a program in Siebel Institute of Technology in Chicago for it.
Oh, this is nice. Very refreshing.
Just a pretty simple classic Pilsner.
Yeah, yeah. Got some, what do you say, citrus notes maybe a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe
in the
buttery.
Back end.
It's buttery.
A little bit of that breadiness too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like natural sweetness comes from that unmalted barley in there.
Mm. It's very nice. This is my favorite Tasting Tuesday so far. What was another one? Maybe
I would probably go from there into our Depot Pale Ale. Well, I brought an extra of each one so you can take one home with you. So
thank you. That's so generous. It is a perk. But, you know, I live right across the river from Hudson, so
we'll make
a point of coming by again.
Please do. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're kidding me?
You guys
this
want,
is so
we'd,
much
we'd
fun.
We'd love to have you on the 28th. Please come hang out.
Oh, yeah, right. It's tell me what you guys are doing to celebrate the second anniversary while I try the Depot Pale Ale. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we have some cool things. We're going to be doing some giveaways throughout the day with our big one at the end of the night. But we're going to be doing live brewery tours with me. And then we have a great band coming at the end of the night. They're my friends out of Hyde Park. They're incredible. And I really can't stress, you won't want to miss them.
Oh, well, who are they? Let's plug them. Why not?
They're The Real Men with Carl Altmer.
Mm-hmm.
They are awesome. They really crush it. And they really have only come out a few times to our place for big events like birthday party, like my birthday party or other, you know, end of the year thing. But they are incredible.
Yeah. Well, I see you have some of our other friends that play there. I was checking out your Instagram page. And I saw that our friend Miles Mancuso plays over at Upper Depot. And also...
Andrew
is
awesome.
He just moved to Catskill, but he's living closer now to Upper Depot. But Andrew Jordan's been there. I saw, and he's I love Andrew. What a great voice and what a great guitar player.
Just a great person, you know.
Oh yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. We're really excited that he's moved in closer to us. We're hoping to have him come back a few more times.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And now this is the Pale Ale, and it is very nice. It looks like almost like a bourbon or something, visually. But it's
really
not.
Nice caramely like color to it. Mm-hmm. And the fun thing with this one is we used all local New York ingredients, and the grain actually just comes from Germantown.
Oh, is that
so? We're only a stone's throw away from where the stuff is made, basically.
So, that's fantastic. So it's a local. Local, right? I mean, it's what you hear a lot about restaurants doing that. Of course, that's becoming more and more common or popular, but you know, breweries that do that, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a real cool experience. You know, it's not every day that you have a malt house that's so close to your brewery.
Yeah.
And what's even cool for me is I actually got an opportunity to work for that malt house. Oh. And so to use their products in my beer now is just a real, you know, full circle cool experience.
That's wonderful. Yeah. All right. What do we got next?
Next, I'd recommend we try the brown ale. We also use local maple syrup in it. So this is our Sugar Shack Maple Brown. Mm-hmm. As you see, it has a great brown color to it. But there's
that's nice.
An undertone sweetness of the maple, but it's really not in your face or forward. And it's just more there to complement the malts than it is to be like one of the main flavors.
Yeah, it's really smooth. We're day drinking with Aaron Mass here, who's the co-owner and head brewer at Upper Depot in Hudson.
Thank you for trying everything. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, if you're bringing it, the least I could do, coming all the way down from Hudson today.
Worst things to be doing, you know?
Yeah. And you'll get some lunch in Red Hook here. Last one.
All right.
The aforementioned double IPA. This is good that this is lasted for many reasons, Aaron.
It's going to be up there. Hey, cheers to you. Thank you.
Yeah, happy anniversary to Upper Depot.
I really can't believe we made it 2 years. I got to tell you that in its own right, I feel very grateful.
Well, here's to many more years to come then. We can toast to that. Upper Depot Brewing Company is located, again, at 708 State Street in Hudson. And they have a great website, actually, upperdepot.com. Check that out. They're, of course, also on Instagram. Check them out, though. They're in that great building right by the park there, right?
Yeah, we're only a block away. We're real close. And you can actually see our light-up sign right from that park.
Ooh, this is intense, this double IPA.
So I think personally when I drink this, I get lots of flavor of like a little bit of pineapple, apricot.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea to this is that it's supposed to be a little bit more juicy than it is bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that sweetness, I think, kind of hides that alcohol.
Yeah, I would have expected a lot more of a hoppy taste than I got here.
Yeah.
Even though you say you're adding more hoppies, right?
Yeah, and this actually has like a decent amount of hops. It's almost about 3 pounds per barrel.
Okay, that sounds like a lot.
It's a decent amount.
Do you recommend pairing these, any of these in particular, or are these all, I mean, it's sort of like you can either pair it with a meal, it doesn't really matter, it's whatever you like, or do you have any recommendations for like when people are dining with it?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I would definitely eat something that's sort of like seafood or goes great with that like citrusy pineapple like flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even like a ceviche or, you know, mm-hmm. something pretty cool like that.
Yeah.
But personally, I like to think, you know, drink with whatever you like to eat with.
I agree. And I think because these are all kind of such substantial beers that you could probably have something a little hot, with a little kick in it. And this might be a nice compliment to it.
Yeah, I think that would also be a really good idea.
Yeah. It's never a bad idea.
Yeah, I can't go wrong with hot sauce.
Well, I wish you guys a great anniversary this Saturday, and you know, I'd love to stay in touch. Love to have you back when you maybe have some special beers to, you know, maybe next time we'll figure it out. It'd be great to have you back is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure. So I thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you.
Sweet.